groups of people were called among the 12 that Jesus Christ called. There was the Judas call and there was the others. Judas, why I'm saying so is everybody sitting down here, God has called us. But you fall into one of the categories. When you say, God call me, God call me, God call me, there are two types of call. There is the call for redemption. God's attempt to bring back his children that we are lost from the Garden of Eden, from what happened in the Garden of Eden. His attempt, he's gathering them back to what he has intended. Back to himself. That's the meaning of redemption. Redemption means to buy back what was yours but was lost. We were his from the beginning. We were his before the foundation of the world. He knew every one of us. Hallelujah. Church, because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, Jesus Christ, oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm happy many of you here. There's nothing I'm saying here that is new to you. That's why I'm just summarizing them, so that we hit where we want to go tonight. Praise the Lord. Listen, church. It's not every human being you see, whether it's the same papa and mama with you, that is from God. That's another mystery. There are serpent seeds, and there are the seed of Adam. They all came out from the same womb, but different fathers. And God knows his own. And it is for his own that he came. And he sent Jesus Christ for his own. They went to the cross on Calvary for his own. That is the first call. He's calling all his children wherever they are to come back home. Praise God. Praise the Lord. But there is another call again. That is the Judas call. There is an assignment to be done. There is a work to be done. And who is available that can do this work very well? Because the Son of Man must go as it is written of him. He has come to die, but somebody must kill him. Somebody has to betray him. And according to the Bible, the person to betray him must be very close to him. Must be somebody that they eat from the same plate. They drink from the same cup. It is that person that will betray him. And for somebody to be so close to Jesus, eating with him, drinking with him. He was even an office holder in that church. He was a treasurer. He was the one in charge of the money. All favor was given to him. And still, there is still something in him that will make him betray such an innocent man. Even apart from that, you saw the type of power and miracle that no man has ever exhibited before was around this man. You know that this was not an ordinary human being. That should have made you to be afraid and just continue to worship him, follow him up and down like that. But there was still something inside of you that Satan could use to betray him. Who will be qualified? God looked all around. Jesus Christ said, I do nothing but what my Father showed me. So every disciple he selected, it was the Father that showed him. It was the Father that showed him. So the Father looked around the whole of Israel and saw Judas Iscariot. He said he will fulfill that ministry. Praise God. That brings me now for you to know. There is the anointing of the Holy Ghost and there is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The difference is this. The anointing of the Holy Ghost is God's hand coming upon anybody he wants to use for any purpose. And that is normally for service. But the baptism of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, it's not just God's hand coming upon you, hallelujah, it is God himself coming to dwell inside of you. That is the difference. That is the difference. Church, when the anointing of the Holy Ghost is upon you, it's different from when the Holy Ghost is in you. And it is not easy. It's very easy to miss it. All we see, so many of us, is we just stay. Look at the anointing. I say that is a man of God. Church, there is the servant of God and there is the son of God. Hallelujah. A servant is different from a son. You have to know that. There are so many people that are anointed of God, but they have no part in God's plan for redemption. Judas was anointed. He was among the 70 that were sent in Luke chapter 10. He was given a commission. Like every anointed man of God is given a commission. It was for a purpose. Church, our emphasis here for this program, we are looking for those that God will redeem. That's the purpose of this program. But there's going to be serious anointing. There are people that have come here now genuinely looking for true salvation. And there are others that are coming here looking for true anointing. Power. So that they can see vision. Then they can go and open their ministry. So that they can have a gift. Then they can go and open their ministry. Praise God. The interesting thing is that both groups will receive here. That's the truth. The reason is the reign of God falls on the just and the unjust. That's the interesting thing. But when the rain falls in any farm, hallelujah, whatever thing that is on the ground, there will grow. But what the farmer didn't plant, although it is the rain that produced all of you, when it is time for harvest, he will clear the rest and put firewood. And the rest, he will carry what he planted back to the house. The rest, he will set fire and clear the earth. Clear. They are the ones you use to clear the earth. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I say it will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When I want you to understand what the Holy Ghost, what we're talking about. The first time we know, see, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is the glory of God coming down. The presence of God coming down in a man, in a woman. Understand something. Solomon built a temple for God. That is where we first see the visible manifestation of God like that. In the Solomon's temple, the day it was being commissioned, dedicated, the glory of God came down so much. Everybody was slain. And nobody was allowed to go to where that glory was. The Shekinah glory of God was on the Ark of the Covenant. It was kept in the Holy of Holies. The presence of God that no man could approach. And even the high priest has to undergo some purification to be able to enter that place. Sinners cannot behold the glory of God. That's why there was a veil that separated the congregation from the Holy of Holies. But something happened. Hallelujah. That was the reason why the Jews, anywhere they are, at that time, if you have any problem, Solomon offered that prayer and God honored it. He said, anywhere, if they commit any sin, wherever they are taken to, whatever problem they have, if they pray facing that temple, Lord, answer them. Why would they be facing the temple? Because that was where the glory of God was. For man to have access to God. He came down in his glory in the Holy of Holies. But Nebuchadnezzar came and took them to the Babylonian captivity. Broke that temple and destroyed that temple. Ezekiel was among those that was carried in that captivity. God opened the eyes of Ezekiel in a vision. He saw the glory of God left the temple and went through the Mount of Olives from the top of that mount and went up. That glory did not come back in the second temple that was built by Haggai. That was why when they were dedicating that temple that was built, the second temple, the children of Israel that did not see the glory of the first temple, they were rejoicing. But those old men that saw the glory of the first temple, they were crying. They were crying. All of you are rejoicing. You were not around when Solomon built his temple. Why? That glory didn't come in the second temple. That second temple was destroyed again. Until we have the third temple that King Herod built. That glory did not come in that temple. He still remained above. And Jesus knew. When in John chapter 4, he met that woman. The Samaritan woman. And the woman was saying, you Jews, you worship here. We worship here. Samaritan worship on this mountain. You people say in Jerusalem, you worship in the temple. And Jesus Christ said, the time has come. When you will neither worship in this mountain nor in any temple. God is looking for such that we worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus was letting them know, you don't need that temple again. Why? Praise the Lord. One day, John the Baptist was baptizing by the river Jordan. And Jesus Christ came too to be baptized. The Bible says, as he was coming out of that water, hallelujah, what happened? The heavens were open. That glory that left through Mount Olive that Ezekiel saw, that glory came back on this man, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. A voice from heaven spoke, this is my beloved son, in whom. He was telling everybody, if you are looking for where my glory is now, it's here. From that day, Jesus became the meeting point between God and man. No more in any temple anywhere. Why? Because the Bible says, a body have thou prepared me. Jesus was the body that God prepared and came and dwelt inside to walk among men. That's why he was Emmanuel. God with us. Praise the Lord. Listen. After Jesus Christ resurrected, of course, before the resurrection, remember, Jesus Christ began to call himself the temple. Each time the disciples would say, ah, see how beautiful this temple is. See where carnal man are looking. And Jesus spoke to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. They were saying, this temple that took 49 years to build, You say in 3 days you will build it. They did not know that he was referring to himself. Why? Because Jesus was now the new temple of God. After that, they killed him. On the third day he resurrected. The same Bible tells us that he went again after 40 days of going around and showing himself to all his disciples. 500 of his disciples saw him. For 40 days, he went again to that same Mount Olives. And it was there while his disciples beheld him. A cloud came and took him up. That same glory on Mount Olives again was taken back home. And it remained there for 10 more days. And he told his disciples, go to Jerusalem. Tarry in Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. That glory that was taken up for the second time from Mount Olives came down on the day of Pentecost. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the same glory that came down on those 120 souls. That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That same glory is still available now. He has not taken him back. He's still around with us now. He will remain with us. He will remain in us. As he was in every disciple. He was in Jesus Christ, the first begotten from the dead. He is now among every other one that he has redeemed by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It is that same glory that was in Solomon's temple. It is that same glory that came on Jesus Christ. It's that same glory that came on the day of Pentecost. It is that same glory we're expecting in this 6-day program. As the same glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that you will know who the Holy Ghost is. The same glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of